Hello.
Oh, hi. Hi, Michael. We definitely got disconnected again. That time it
Here's the thing.
Did.
The number you're calling me on, the 413 number, that's like an app phone number.
Oh,
it's like a second number. The 516,
it.
That's my line. So we're talking
got
through
it.
An app, and I guess it disconnects us. There must be a time limit on the phone call.
Oh, maybe there is. So
yeah.
The other one, the 516 number, that's not only a good number for the business, it is also a good number for us to call you directly, right?
Let's make it that. Let's make
I'm
that my
do
own
it that
number
way.
As
yeah.
far as, you know,
yeah,
with regard to you guys.
Right, yeah. We wouldn't want, calls getting disconnected here and there.
Right. That's the second, third time it's happened. It's pretty
on the same phone call. Yeah. If it was an isolated incident. Well, that explains the issues we've been having. Otherwise, I was like, what is going on?
Right.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if it was on our end or what happened there. But my question, and I don't know if you heard it just before it hung up, the name on the card, that is your name. You said any middle initial on that particular card?
Michael Minoli. I don't think there's a middle initial.
Okay, not on that card. All right. And the billing address of that card was the home address, the 47 Hemlock, 11743.
Correct.
Okay. So
correct.
In about a minute, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it will have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Let me see. I'm sorry, what was the name of your company again?
So this is for Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website.
I'm just making some notes on my phone app. Okay. And
so
your name
is? My name is Paul.
I apologize.
Yeah, hey, no problem. That's
pleasure.
Okay.
Pleasure.
And absolutely. Real pleasure speaking with you. I mean, you're a kind guy. You're a patient guy. You've even made me laugh a couple of times. And believe me, I don't always get all of that on every phone call. In fact,
flattery will get you everywhere, Paul.
Well,
flattery,
you know, most of the time I don't even get the common respect, that I would expect someone to give anybody else. But, you know, it's always
you
nice
and me
to
both,
meet someone.
Buddy.
I hear you,
yeah,
right? You know, that's kind of the way
there,
of the world,
right?
Unfortunately. Common courtesy is very uncommon indeed.
What happened?
I know, man. This is for Local Splash client support, and that phone number is 714. I'm sorry. Let me give you I was about to give you my phone number. The client support phone number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's
okay.
Simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. And Mr. Minoli, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. And like I
I'm
said,
sorry, one more time on that.
Support, SUPPORT, support@localsplash.com. And then you will receive all of that information by email through our automated system in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, there's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. Now, you might even receive the text message before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other, please just let me know. I wanted to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call.
Right.
While we were on this particular call, it looks like the one spot available at 5 got booked out, but there's still a spot at 6 o'clock. If that does work for you, the call would be scheduled from 6 until 7 this evening, but it would only take about half that time, get you a few minutes after 6, get you off the phone pretty close to 6:30. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Like I said, just kind of those basic questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others.
Yeah, let's schedule that then, tonight at 6.
Perfect. So there's still time for you to receive the reminder email. Our automated system will send you a reminder email at 5, an hour prior to that scheduled call. And then I'm also going to send you a calendar invite.
From you. I'm just checking my inbox, Paul. I haven't gotten in. Let's make sure we've got the correct email address.
Okay.
It's Ace of Trades at MailSense.
Yeah, that's MAILSENTE.
Wait, MAIL, mail, fence, FENCE.
That's
like,
C like
picket
Charlie.
Fence, white picket fence. C like Charlie, mail, fence.
Yeah, FENCE.com.
FENCE, yes, .com.
Yeah, gotcha.
And it's Ace of Trade.
aceoftrade@mailsense.com. Let me refresh our system, and if necessary, I'll even resend that out to you manually. And then the email that gets sent will also trigger the text message. So let's just get that.
I'm getting texts.
I've gotten
text messages.
Oh.
I've gotten two text messages. I just haven't gotten
right.
the email. Mail fence, like, you know, snail mail, United States Postal Mail fence, as in white picket fence, F-E-N-C-E.
Oh, fence. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're saying, let me fix that. F's and S's sound so much the same. It's so crazy. Only on the phone, though. Like a fence,
yeah.
like a white picket fence. Okay. So I'm definitely going to re-trigger the email here. The text messages got sent out okay, but I'm going to re-trigger the email now with that email address.
Great.
Find it here through a drop-down, and thank you for helping me with that. Apologize.
Sure.
No
problem.
So the email should have been successfully sent. If you refresh your inbox, you might get that to pull up. And then, not yet. Okay, give it a second. And then, like I said, I'm going to send you a calendar invite to your email address. The calendar invite is really more for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say local splash CIENG. Now, if you're receiving the text messages, there's a welcome email, and then there's one for the initial invoice or the terms and conditions, terms of experience. That's the one that we need. That's the one that the email triggers.
Accept the subscription?
Yeah, please click here. And if you click on the click here, that's hyperlinked, and it goes where we need it to go, which is the local splash terms of experience, talking about the services we'll be providing on the left-hand side, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Is that what you see?
Right.
Okay. So, of course, we're going to optimize your business on Google. We'll mirror the content on Bing. It's only about 1 out of 10 people that will prefer Bing over Google, but that's still a lot of people. We still want you to get those calls. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is, like I said, almost 70 different directories. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll down towards the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across it. Above that line, there's a small box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where we want you to type in or copy and paste your name as it appears, case sensitive, so the M is capitalized. Just the space between first and last, no space before it or after. So if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy an extra space. But once you've got your name as it appears in that box, click the confirm signature box below it. That does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the subscription as well as the setup fee, that it's a fixed rate, etc. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you're an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process, and it does let us get a head start on things even before we do that client interview. If you're seeing it asking you for a username and a password, you can stop there. It's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking. The automated system thinks two things, both that your tracking system is already activated and also that you're trying to access it, neither of which is true at this point. But it's asking you for that reason to log in. Now, in the next day or so, and of course we have to do the client interview first to create the content for there to be something to track, but in the next day or so, you'll receive by text and email the username and a default password that you can use to access your tracking system. I think if you put in a username now, it would give you an error message because that page has definitely not yet been created. I can give you the username, though. That cannot be changed, but it is easy enough for you to remember. It's the number that we are still speaking on, but I did change, moving forward, the contact number as well as the business number to the 516. But the user number is 413-477-5576. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Just that number as the username. And any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, Michael, please do include either that number or the 516 number. That will allow us to easily access that information and forward it out to the right department. The support email is the catch-all for everything. You can send anything there. When they do that client interview in the 6 o'clock hour, they will also give you the photos at localsplash.com, P-H-O-T-O-S at localsplash.com, and you can email the photos to them directly if you like. But other than that, they'll cover everything else in that follow-up call. It will be someone else from our client interview team giving you that phone call, but I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. And did you ever find the website domain?
Yes.
You did.
It's not live. I've got to go through Google. For some reason, it's not live. It was live the other day.
Okay.
It was live yesterday, and now it's down. So I've got to do some digging on Google.
Okay.
But it is aceoftradespainting.com, www.aceoftradespainting.com.
Gotcha.
But
okay,
it's not live right now, which is infuriating me because I paid them.
Right. So, like I said, if there's any issues or concerns getting that live, or if you decide that you would want us to have the email or the website created for you anyway, like I said, we would include that microsite for you at no additional cost. We'll find out what's going on with that aceoftradespainting.com. We can even, if you wanted to, use that domain and build an entirely new site on that. I'll put that in the notes, and then our client interview technician would be able to get you more details with that. But other than that, like I said, pleasure speaking with you, and I honestly mean that. I wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. But you take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day, and expect that phone call not right at 6, but just a couple of minutes after.
Sure thing. Thanks a lot. You have a great day, Paul.
Thank you. You too, Michael. Thanks a lot. Take care, sir.